When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Right now and talk with Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster. You hear him throughout the season right here on 96.5 The Fan. Jake, it's great to have you on, man. I know Baltimore, 3:08 Central Time, 4:08 Eastern Time is going to be unbelievable. I'm sure the atmosphere there when this thing gets going for first pitch. But what's the scene like, man? What's the scene in Baltimore? I guess I'll ask, have you seen any Royals fans walking around?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of buzz. I mean, right now I'm sitting at the ballpark, so there aren't many fans walking around quite yet. But they just pulled the tarp from the field, so they're kind of getting that ready. It is a little bit damp and drizzly here this morning, but that rain's supposed to peter off, and I don't think it'll be too much of an issue. I'm looking down on the field right now, and I think I see Michael Massey just kind of taking in the scene a little bit, and we just found out that he's the Royals' leadoff hitter today. So that's the first guy in the batter's box to start off this postseason. So he's just kind of taking in the scenery in the field as well, and the grounds crew's hard to work. Looks like some Orioles players are starting to mill around a little bit in the bullpen, but you can start to feel the buzz and the excitement building the way it should.
Is the wind blowing out to right? Because I'm looking to take maybe a bet on Vinny to hit a homer or Massey to hit a homer. You know, can you let me know where's the wind going?
Yeah, right now there is no wind. Right now it is kind of still. So I think if that holds too, I think that it should be okay. And I don't know, if you're standing on Utah Street, look out.
Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster, joining us. We were looking at the lineup, and that's what's fun about the postseason. Like now, usually I don't pay too much attention to the lineup, but postseason, everybody looks into it and all that. You mentioned Massey leading off. Just having Pasquantino's name on that lineup card, not only does it feel good to see that, but the whole lineup looks better. It just changes everything.
Yeah, I mean, it lengthens your lineup and it deepens your lineup, and it makes the lineup look a lot like it did, you know, before August 30th, you know, and we saw Royals offense that was really productive, especially, you know, when the moment counted with runners in scoring position. That's one of the biggest things that Vinny Pasquantino brings to the table. Seth Lugo was just talking in his press conference about Vinny's approach and, you know, how cerebral it is and how that kind of, you know, rubs off on everybody else. But we're talking about a guy who had 97 RBIs, which was fourth most in baseball when he got hurt. We're talking about a guy who hit 360 with runners in scoring position, which still is third best in all of baseball behind Bobby Witt Jr. and Luis Arraez, and now you're plugging that back into the middle of your lineup. And we're going to hear from Vinny in about 40 minutes or so, and I think it's important to put the caveat there that This is his first game since August 29th, and he is exactly 4 weeks removed from surgery on this broken right thumb. We're not really sure what it's going to look like, but there's every indication that he's healthy and that the ability that he has to play is good enough that he is going to play, obviously, and he is activated. But what that actually looks like, that's still a little bit to be determined, and that's okay. I just don't know that we want to look at this and say, oh, Vinny's back in the lineup. Everything's going to be amazing. There is still a little bit of what if that's out there, and that's okay too. But as far as the rest of the lineup goes, you know, Michael Massey in the leadoff spot, I think that's in part because you have Vinny Pasquantino as a lefty now batting third. I think had that not been the case, then Michael Massey's probably hitting third, you know, like he did the other day, and you probably have Tommy Pham back in the leadoff spot. It allows Matt Cutrero and his staff to do a little bit different things and things that they probably were hoping that they could do over the last month, but obviously couldn't with Vinny out.
What would you do? Where do you think the advantages are for the Royals? I think the thing I've said on the show today is that I think it's under kind of sold that the pitching lines up well. The Royals are better with left-handed pitching out of the bullpen and in the starting rotation, and that's where, you know, the Baltimore Orioles are better in left-handed hitting, so that plays for the Royals' strength, and vice versa in the pitching department, where it's mostly a righty-heavy good pitching staff for the Orioles, and the Royals have a lot of lefties. Where do you think the advantages are for the Royals in this series?
Yeah, on paper, I think the clear advantage is starting pitching. You know, the Royals have Cole Reagans today, Seth Lugo tomorrow, if necessary, Michael Wacha on Thursday. The Orioles have Corbin Burnes today, who, by the way, one of the best pitchers in the American League this year. After that, Brandon Hyde has not announced a starter for Game 2 or Game 3. We know it won't be Albert Suarez because he started on Sunday, which kind of leaves most logically Zach Eflin for tomorrow, and he's been a good trade deadline pickup for them. And then it seems likely that it would be Dean Kramer, if necessary, for Game 3. And this is nothing against Zach Eflin or Dean Kramer, who have had terrific starts and excellent careers, and Kramer's been on the mound for the Orioles in some of their biggest games over the last couple of years. But if you're asking which three would you rather have, I think 10 out of 10 people would probably say, yeah, I'll take Reagans, Lugo, and Wacha. So yeah. I think the starting rotation, again, on paper, I think that's where the Royals have a significant advantage. I think that both offenses have kind of struggled over the last month. We'll see what Vinny being back does to help the Royals' offense. The Orioles have kind of broken out of their funk a little bit now that Westberg has returned from the injured list. So they just got back one of their big bats from the injured list as well. That was last Sunday. And then you look at the bullpens, and the Royals' bullpen has been shaky all season long, but this last month, it's been the best in baseball, among the best in baseball. The Orioles' bullpen over the last month has been the second worst in baseball. Now, do you throw all that out the window because now you turn the page to the postseason? Maybe. I don't really know. But on paper, you have a Royals bullpen that has some momentum, an Orioles bullpen that has some question marks, a Royals rotation that has been solid all year long, an Orioles rotation that has some question marks, and a couple of offenses that right now both have some really, really good hitters, but also a couple of question marks. It's a good series.
We're talking to Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster here on 96.5 The Fan. You mentioned, hey, postseason, maybe you throw things out the window. How much stock do you put in to the earlier season matchups between these teams, though, in particular, where I think, what was it, Baltimore won 4-2 out of the six? Is that right?
Yeah, and, I mean,
so early.
Not a ton because, I mean, that was almost 6 months ago. I mean, these are very different teams and, you know, very different players that have grown throughout the season. I think if there's one thing you take away from those six games, which was very early April and then, you know, a little bit in late April, is that for the most part, they were all really, really close games. And especially the three games that were here at Camden Yards, you know, two of those three games, the Orioles won on walk-offs coming from behind in the eighth and ninth inning. And this is nothing against the guys that were pitching then, but they're not even on the postseason roster. Nick Anderson isn't even with the Royals organization anymore. He's one of the guys that gave up a walk-off hit in that series. And Will Smith gave up the other walk-off hit. He's currently on the injured list. This is a bullpen that has very completely changed over the course of the last 6 months. And, you know, those are two very late blown lead losses here at Camden Yards that very easily could have been wins had they gone the other way. There were a couple of other very specific things that happened in those games that aren't things that are going to happen in the postseason. And no doubt we'll kind of discuss those things, you know, as this series unfolds. But I think what you take away from that series is that these are two teams that are kind of at similar-ish points. The Orioles are, you know, maybe a step or two ahead in terms of their timeline of contention. Their window opened up a couple of years ago, and they won 100 games last year. But, you know, you've got young superstars with Bobby Witt Jr. and Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson and Vinny Pasquantino, and then you've got guys that have been there and done that, like Salvador Perez and Anthony Santander, and you've got aces like Cole Reagans and Corbin Burns. And what I took away from that series, and I told the Orioles broadcasters this, I said, hey, I think we're going to see you guys in October, and I think that would be a pretty awesome series. And lo and behold, here we are.
I know there's no such thing as zero pressure for baseball players in the postseason. Everybody's got to internally feel that. But when you look broadly for the reasons you just brought up about the Orioles, and they were in the postseason a year ago, and you know Corbin Burns is probably not back with them next year, it feels like there is more pressure on Baltimore, where the Royals kind of, I think, can establish themselves as the fun underdog story if they're able to get a game here to start the series.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. I mean, this is an Orioles team that won over 100 games last year. They won their division, and then they got swept in the American League Division Series and lost both of their home games. The Orioles have not won a postseason game since 2014, when they swept the Tigers in the ALDS, and then the Orioles came to town and they swept the Orioles in the ALCS, and the Orioles have not won a postseason game since. And that's a completely different team. That was a decade ago, but I do think that there is inherently more pressure on the Orioles right now than there is on the Royals, who, you know, yes, the goal was to win the division and make the postseason, but in terms of, you know, outside narrative of which teams are going to be true World Series contenders, when we were talking about this in spring training, a lot of people were picking the Orioles to win it all, and rightfully so. And so I think, yeah, there is a little bit more pressure on that side than on the Royals side, but I think that's also sort of a narrative that we create, you know, from the outside looking in. I think, right, if you go into each clubhouse, they're kind of feeling like, yeah, we're going to go out and win a ball game. Like, this is postseason baseball. This is what we're here for. Like, I don't think that plays into the clubhouses at all. I think that's just something fun that we get to talk about.
Jake, you mentioned the massive improvement out of the bullpen earlier this year, or later this year, this final month of the season. Do you think that that changes what would have been the prevailing thought 6 weeks ago, which is, hey, I know in playoff baseball, starters usually go less time, but not with this team. I always just thought, you know, if you got Reagans and Lugo and Waka, you're going to have to go later in a game than you would normally think. Does the way the bullpen's recently performed change that mindset?
No, I don't think so. I think, and Matt Quatrero said this yesterday, you know, he was asked exactly this question about how do you kind of manage this and, you know, with recent trends of postseason play. And he said, look, you know, we got here on the backs of terrific starting pitching, and there's no real need to, you know, completely change the way that we've been winning games over the course of the last 6 months. Now, I think that there's certainly more trust in the bullpen, given the way they performed over the last month. I mean, they've got a collective 194 ERA over their last 21 games, and they've only given up one earned run in their last 29 innings. That's over the last week. So this is a group that is rounded into form. It does include now Brady Singer and Michael Lorenzen, who haven't really been a part of that bullpen success over the last week and over the last month, but those are two very accomplished pitchers that have been there and done that before. So I guess, you know, in summary, I don't think you're going to see the traditional quote-unquote quick hook for a starter that we've seen from postseason teams, you know, over the last few years. I think it'll depend on the situation. I think it'll depend on, you know, how the various innings have gone. I think Matt Quatrero and Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove and Mitch Stetter, I think they have a really clear-eyed approach to all of this. And ultimately, they're going to do what they feel is best to get the 27 outs they need, whether that's in game one, game two, or if necessary, game three. I don't think you'll see, you know, two times through the order and out, or five and dive and hand the ball to the bullpen. I think it's going to depend on how the game unfolds, frankly, as it should.
Jake Eisenberg, Royals broadcaster. You'll hear him right here on 96.5 The Fan. Best of luck on the call, man. Excited for you as well. First postseason game, right, for you to ever call in the big leagues. So that's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, this is pretty surreal. And to get to, you know, be a part of sharing this experience with Hall of Famer and Denny Matthews and, you know, a should-be Hall of Famer and Ryan Lefevre and Steve Stewart and Eric Guthrie. Like, what a crew to be a part of here. Just feel very grateful to, you know, get to be sitting in this booth at Camden Yards and hopefully have some big moments to share with everybody tuning in.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.